Dude, look at me. Pay attention. I really need you to hear what I'm telling you. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlock, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Now, one time my friend was talking on his phone, and I was trying to get his attention to tell him something important, but he kept ignoring me. He kept telling the other person that was on the phone, "I can't find my phone. I'm looking and I can't find it." Well, the important thing I was trying to tell him was, duh, you can't find your phone. You're already talking on it. Now, even if your friends aren't always listening, like my friend wasn't listening to me, you don't need to worry about that with God. Let's get into our story today, titled God is Always Listening by Emily Acker. Can you hear me? Hello, I'm talking. Are you even listening? Have you ever tried and tried to get someone to listen to you and eventually just gave up? Maybe after a while, you just couldn't spend any more energy trying to get them to pay attention. So you tried to convince yourself that you didn't really care to tell your story to them anyway, even if they didn't want to listen. The people in our lives don't always give us their attention when we have stories to tell or needs that must be met. There may be times when we feel like we have to fight to get to the attention of a parent or a sibling, especially if they're on their phone or playing video games or working on a task. It's beyond frustrating when people ignore us, and then we catch ourselves doing the same thing to others. But God will never be like that. God is always listening, always ready to hear you, always ready to step in. God is never too busy for you, never distracted, and He is never going to ignore you. You can tell Him anything, and you can go to Him anytime. In 1 Kings 18, we see how God listens. At this time, many Israelites have turned away from the Lord to worship Baal. So the prophet Elijah challenges them to make an altar for Baal and ask him to bring fire upon it. Then Elijah will make an altar for the Lord and pray to Him. When they see which altar is burned, they will know who is the true God. And as the people cry out to Baal, Elijah has a lot to say. While they are waiting for their God to act, Elijah suggests that maybe Baal is traveling and can't hear them, or maybe he is asleep or busy in some other way. Why was Elijah able to taunt them like this? Because he knew that the Lord was going to listen as soon as he spoke to him. Elijah knew that his God, our God, was going to move into action right when he needed it. He knew that God would never be too busy or distracted to act. So remember, whenever you're feeling ignored, you can always go to God and He will listen. So what does this story make you think of? Can you think of a time you felt ignored or you tried to talk to someone who is too distracted to listen? We often imagine God is like that too, but He always listens to us and gives us His full attention. Because the Father sent Jesus to die for us and rise again, we have full access to God. Read about that in Hebrews 4, verses 14 to 16. Consider taking some time to talk to Him about whatever is on your mind right now. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 116, verse 2, "Because He turned His ear to me, I will call on Him as long as I live." And dig deeper in your Bible for more. In 1 Kings verses 20 to 39, Psalm 115 verses 1 to 13, and Psalm 116 verses 1 to 9, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you ever think about how many times you pick up your phone or check your lock screen? How about adding some encouragement to that with verse picks from Unlocked? Each quarter gets new custom artwork with the theme verse to remind you of God's love for you. Check them out and download them at unlocked.org/versepicks. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Why maturity in Christ may have nothing to do with being mature the way people see it. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.